This is the Health, Heal and Thrive podcast, and I am your host, Tracy McBee. Hello, everyone. It's great to be with you again. This is just a little natter by me. As you know, this podcast is sometimes just me hanging out with you, sharing some insight around something that I've seen. Largely, that's universal. That's what you'll find that I tend to talk to, something that all human beings could resonate with on some level if they were interested enough to have a listen. And then, of course, I have my interviews, and I've got quite a few interviews coming up, but I wanted to intersperse them with a couple of chats. This one today, I was inspired, I guess, by a girlfriend who rang me yesterday and asked me about imposter syndrome. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that and just share my insights and what I've seen around that over the years. What is it anyway? It's interesting, isn't it? Let me just read what imposter syndrome actually is. So it says imposter syndrome, also known as imposter phenomenon, is a psychological occurrence. Those who have it may doubt their skills, talents, or accomplishments. They may have a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as frauds. Despite external evidence of their competence, those experiencing this phenomenon do not believe they deserve their success or luck. They may think that they are deceiving others because they feel as if they are not as intelligent as they outwardly portray themselves to be. Imposter syndrome can stem from and result in strained personal relationships and can hinder people from achieving their full potential in their fields of interest. The term imposterization shifts the source of the phenomenon away from the supposed imposter to institutions whose policies, practices, or workplace cultures, I don't really know what that means, but let me tell you what I think imposter syndrome is, what it comes from, and what we can do about it. So my girlfriend rang me and she said to me, Tracy, you know, I've been feeling a lot of imposter syndrome at the moment. You know, do you ever feel that? Yes, that was my answer, because of course I do. And I actually believe it is the human experience. We all, to some degree, at some point in our life, feel unsure, insecure. It's not who we are, but we do get filled with the thinking that says we should be at a certain place, that perhaps we're not good enough to be where we are. We're faking it to be where we are. So I've absolutely felt like this, and I truly believe that the human experience throughout our life is that we go along, we feel a bit comfortable, and then we get knocked. And generally, when we get knocked, our mind gets filled with a whole lot of thought. As I said, we don't feel that we are achieving everything we should be achieving. We have a whole lot of thinking that creates this feeling of discomfort and suffering within our body. So when this happens to me, what I usually get is my mind searches for a release and relief from it. You know, that's what our mind is really designed to do. We don't like suffering. As humans, we do everything we can to avoid it. And sometimes that means avoiding our life and running away from it when we get a feeling that is really uncomfortable. And that's essentially what imposter syndrome is. Now, I do want to make a caveat around that, because I do truly believe people are imposters, some people who are pretending to be something that they're not, and they haven't really done the work, or they haven't done the things that they say that other people should do. And perhaps they have lied about who they are, and they tell stories about what they're capable of. If that's imposter syndrome, I think that's actually true. You should acknowledge that. And it's probably telling you something around the fact that you need to end the cognitive dissonance and actually start being true to who you are. That is the journey of healing, knowing who you are and then living a values-driven life that is about a fulfilled life, a life of love and a life of connection, not a life of I have to pretend to be something I'm not to be safe that followers, people who love me, how much money I make, all this external stuff looks like it gives me safety and gives me peace. It's not. It's an illusion. It has to come from within you. So yeah, I just wanted to put that out there because I do think that there are some people who are maybe experiencing imposter syndrome that should actually look at that, because they are living a life of really essentially a lie. If we do that for too long, we capitulate. We do not do well with that. We cannot live in this long-term war within us where our heart kind of knows one thing and our head keeps taking us down another direction. That can be changed anytime. We have to be willing to be honest about it, and then we have to do the hard work of aligning our choices and behavior with our values, not our habitual reactive behaviors and choices. But this is definitely not my friend, and this is definitely not a lot of people either who have truly worked hard and work hard every day, show up to their life, who really align their values with how they treat themselves and how they treat other people, and they still get filled with imposter syndrome. Every time I have experienced this in my coaching life or anything really, like I got it as a mom, as a new mom, I wanted to run away from that. I felt like I was an imposter as a new mom. And then every time I had a baby, or, you know, when I couldn't, there was stuff going on with my kids and I didn't feel like I could help them. When my marriage broke down and I was a single mom, and then when I got married again, there are many, many times in my life where I've questioned myself and I've second guessed my ability to handle and navigate things. And I didn't know for a very long time what to do with it. And it looked very much like I had to run, because all of the thinking that I had created this feeling inside of me that was so, so uncomfortable. And then my mind said to me, hey, you know, you'll get a release from that if you just run away from it. Now, I didn't run away from my marriage. I chose to leave it. And of course, I haven't never run away from my children, even though mentally I maybe, you know, have, because I just haven't been able to figure it out. But in my coaching, my health and life coaching business, many, many times I wanted to run. So if I've had a difficult client, or if I've had some time when I haven't, many times when I haven't made enough money, or I've had to ask my husband for money, when something hasn't worked, when I've tried something and it's failed and I've had no one sign up, and all these things over the years that experience has shown me is normal and that we have to go through to kind of learn from. Well, there've also been times where I've wanted to run, or the repeated hard work of anything that you want to do well, right? There are days where you just don't want to do it. And your mind comes up with all these ways to avoid it, to get the relief from it. So for me, it looks like, oh my God, just throw it all in, go and get a job at Woolworths, have a regular income. You know, you don't have to keep trying to grow a business and life will be easy. Okay. So what can we see in that? This is what I've seen anyway. So number one, we are always living in the feeling of our own thinking. So when I start to feel like that, and I still feel like that, and I will continue to feel like that at certain times over the rest of my life. But what I do now is I notice it. And I know that it's not coming from anything to do other than my own thinking that is highly sped up, that is creating a whole lot of thought stories and thought storms and thinking around comparisons and all this other stuff. And I first of all remember that. So I'm not fooled by it. I don't fear it anymore. I allow it to be there. The second thing that I've learned is that minds compare. That minds are never, ever going to get to a place where a mind says, or your mind says, hey, you're good enough now, you can relax, because that's when you die. It does not do that. It's not evolved to do that. It's not designed to do that. It is always going to be about making sure you are part of the tribe, you are safe, that you're constantly looking around the corner for threats, which in the modern world looks like, am I achieving? Am I making enough money? Have I got enough clients? Have I got enough this? Am I doing this? Am I doing as good as her? Am I doing as bad as her? What am I? When I get like that, you know what I've innocently done that I've missed? Or I just haven't seen is that I've gotten caught up in social media and I've been spending way too much time looking at what everybody else is doing, and my mind has thrown up all these thoughts about me not doing it as they are. not doing it as well as they are, not getting enough likes like they are, not getting enough comments like they are, not getting enough attention like they are. Well, now what I do instead of acting from that place, I never, ever, 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 ever act from a place of discomfort, because that's always going to be about avoidance. That's always going to be about looking for the relief. So instead, what I do is I stop. And it is so important to slow down when you notice this happening within you. And you do need to unplug, and you need to stop listening to everybody else's voice and start focusing in on your own. I block everything else out. I stop scrolling on social media. I get back to the present moment. I allow all that feeling to be there, because I know as soon as my mind settles and my attention is back on the present moment, that will pass. When I am out of the weeds, right, which is out of this psychological discomfort that we tend to put ourselves in, day out, innocently, because we don't understand that we don't have to pay attention to all the thinking that comes into our head, and we don't have to pay attention to this fear-driven mind that is always looking for safety and comfort. When I release myself from that and I just slow down and get back into the present moment, I will feel better. And I will see something. I certainly don't react. I don't have any knee-jerk reactions, because from that place, that's when I used to yell at my kids. I take it out on my husband. I take it out on myself. I drink. I do anything I could to get rid of that psychological discomfort that was creating physical discomfort in my body, because I didn't understand it was coming from the thinking in my head that I was paying attention to. So seeing that changed my life. And now I know the human experience is up and down. It's a roller coaster. And when my mind gets caught up in comparisons like all minds do, and when I get filled with self-doubt like all minds do, I don't care what people tell you. All minds will do this. We just get better at noticing it and not being in it, letting it do its own thing without actually paying attention to it. That is how I handle it. I don't really pay much attention to it anymore. I certainly don't go and get a job at Woolworths. Not that they would hire me. I'm too old anyway. But the other thing I want to help you see around this is that, have you ever heard that saying, the obstacles are the way? Well, this is, everything that's causing discomfort in you is the way. There is something for you to see in here. And psychological suffering comes from within us. And there is wisdom. The wisdom is, it's telling you the quality of your own thinking. It's telling you you're getting caught up in comparison rather than focusing your attention on your own path, working on becoming authentic and values driven in all you do, in how you treat yourself and others. Can I just tell you that you need all your energy to do that, because your mind is going to want to take you away from doing that day in, day out. Now, if you are so focused on what everybody else is doing, you are not going to have the energy to become the authentic human that you want to be. I teach my clients not to run anymore. It's time to stop running. If we only understand that we don't have to fear the experience we live in, because it's coming from our own thinking, and all we need to do is notice it, number one. And when we notice it, we get to choose to slow down and to step away from it and get our focus back into the present moment. Because other than what is going on in your mind, what is truly the problem? Nothing. Most of the time. Doesn't mean there isn't always something for you to address, but you cannot see it when you're in the weeds and when you are sitting in psychological suffering. You do not have access to your emotional intelligence. Yet, that is the place that most people will react from. And most of the time, they'll make decisions that they end up regretting. If you are going to make a decision to leave a marriage, to close your business, to start a business, don't do it from that place. Wait, right? Resist the urge. Your mind is always about urges. It wants you to act straight away. But it doesn't want you to reflect, because that might mean you might get eaten. That's risky. So it's not designed like that. You have to consciously create the space for slowing down. And I guarantee you that we are built in such an incredible way. If you simply slow down and you step away from that overthinking mind, you unplug, you stop listening to the millions of noisy voices that are out there. Even mine, if that helps you. I won't be offended. I won't take it personally. But you just start listening to your heart and to yourself. And you start spending your energy choosing in every single day to align the choices and how you treat yourself and other people around you with the values that live in your heart. Everything will turn out how it's meant to turn out. And that's all you need to do, is to show up to each day from that place. And then every time you notice that your mind has taken you away from that, all you got to do is remember. It's a pretty cool system, if only we understood it. Well, understanding it changed my life, and it's why I spend so much time with the people that do want to listen and see something and are curious around this to see what I've seen. It's life-changing. It changes the relationship you have with yourself and with everybody else around you. How aware are you of the suffering that you're causing within yourself? And how much attention are you paying to a sped-up mind? And did you know that we have an inbuilt psychological immune system that once you step away from it, it will right itself, you'll come out of the weeds. And when you do, you'll start to see the things that you need to see, and you will be taken towards clarity. And clarity is peace of mind. Clarity creates trust within yourself. And clarity allows you then to choose your choices, your behaviors that are aligned with your heart and with your values. See you soon.